Hey everybody, I'm Dr. Christopher Segler, Doc on the Run, a sports medicine podiatrist, an expert in foot and ankle injuries and running biomechanics. But more importantly to you, I'm a real runner, a marathoner, and an Ironman triathlete. I take care of patients and train for Ironmans in San Francisco, so I can only see so many patients. But I created this podcast for you, so that you can benefit from all of my training and experience, so that you can learn more about your running injuries. If you're here to learn more about foot and ankle injuries and how to keep running, you've come to the right place. Welcome to Doc on the Run. Now let's get started. Hey everybody, this is Dr. Christopher Segler, and thanks for tuning in to the Doc on the Run podcast. First and foremost, let me just say that I'm glad you're listening and appreciate that you tuned in, even though I realize that you'd rather be doing something else, like going for a run. But I realize that you need help, and I hope you'll find it here. In this edition of the Doc on the Run podcast, I'm going to give you a little bit of background information about my approach and how this podcast can help you get the perspective you need to help you get past your running injury. So again, I'm Dr. Christopher Segler, Doc on the Run. I'm a sports medicine podiatrist in San Francisco. While I have lots of credentials, publications, and awards, I don't really think that any of that should matter to you. The only reason I think you might want to listen to me is that I am a runner, just like you. I've been running for over 35 years. I've done short races, long races, trail races, road races, and 14 Ironman triathlons to date. And I'm still running. So this podcast is for runners, particularly those who have been injured. Also for those who have been told or might worry that running is at the root of their trouble. If you're listening to this podcast, you're probably a runner. And you've probably been told by your friends, your family, and maybe even your doctor that running is the cause of your trouble and that you need to run less. But deep down inside, you don't just like running. You feel like you have to run in order to be healthy, fit, and sane. I am the same way. Although I like to run, I don't really think that saying, "I like to run," adequately describes me. I think it would be more appropriate to say, "I have to run." Running just doesn't make me happy. It makes something change in me. It changes my biochemistry, my spirit, and my being. It keeps me connected with the world. Running keeps my body loose and functional. It keeps my mind pliable. Because of all these fringe benefits of running, I can't really say that there's any sufficient substitute in any other form of exercise, at least not for me. Yes, I enjoy long walks on the beach, hikes through the redwoods, and strolls through nature. There's no question that I find all those things pleasant and enjoyable. I love the world that I live in. But it does not have the same effect as vigorous exercise. Neither does going to the gym. Running does something magical for me. I suspect you may be the same. Some people are just built for activity. My great-grandfather was the same way. I only recall meeting him a few times as a child, but what I do recall was the brightness in his eyes, his good nature, the way he would lean forward and listen to me when I was talking to him, and that he was strong, alive, and active. Early one summer morning at our family lake house, my great-grandfather got out a sledgehammer and a pickaxe. He announced that he was going to break up the uneven, cracking concrete driveway and replace it. My grandmother told him that he was too old for such foolishness. She said that they should hire somebody to do it. They argued that he would wear himself out with such vigorous activity at an old age. They said he needed to slow down. Looking back, I believe they were wrong. I believe that the physical activity that he continued throughout his entire life is exactly what kept him alive, strong, and able to be attentive to those around him. It was his constantly moving nature and his sense of being alive in the world that permitted him to learn how to water ski at age 70. All of that came through activity. Today, I am convinced that I got a large section of his genes. I have to move regularly to feel alive. Activity isn't optional for me. Activity isn't optional for most runners either. I started this podcast because I see injured runners every day in my sports medicine practice. I spend a good deal of time with patients, not just talking about how to heal a running injury or explain to them exactly what has happened, but most importantly, how they can stay fit and active and continue running. Several times a year, I lecture at medical conferences to physicians about the treatment of running injuries as well as fracture patterns and running biomechanics. At those conferences, in the question and answer periods, it astonishes me that I almost always hear at least one physician suggest that the solution for a recurring running injury is to simply stop running.
My response to this thinking is very simple. If you were to go to the pulmonologist and told the doctor that you have pain whenever you breathe, that doctor would never tell you that the solution is to stop breathing. So why is it that when you go to see an orthopedic surgeon or a podiatrist and you tell them that you have pain when you run, they want to tell you to stop running? The goal for a runner is almost always to keep running. The goal for any physician treating a runner should always be to help the athlete achieve their goals. However, sometimes doctors get distracted by x-rays and treatment protocols. They focus narrowly on limiting the pain, reducing discomfort, or healing the fracture or sprain. This, of course, is not wrong, but in this sincere attempt to help you and the way that the doctor was trained she should help you, the wires get crossed. The doctor gets tunnel vision and loses the overall view. Most runners actually see this happening. They understand on some level that the doctor is not really hearing them. And most runners don't know what to do when this occurs. They feel like the doctor is not on their team. They are being told to stop running when their whole goal is to keep running. They're asked to give up what matters most to them. The natural response when this happens is to fire the doctor or simply never go back. But of course, that leaves the runner limping about aimlessly without a clear direction to get back on the path to running. My goal with this podcast is to simply help injured runners understand their conditions better, to help them understand how to communicate with their doctors and make sure that the runner and the runner's doctors are both working hard to end up at the same place. A second goal of this podcast is to help you, the injured runner, understand what self-treatment information might be useful to your physician so that your doctor can skip steps in the treatment process to help you head as quickly as possible toward a functional recovery. Remember, for every injury and every condition, there is a solution. If you haven't found a solution yet, you just haven't found the right solution for you. But don't give up. Everything in this podcast will be directed at helping injured runners get questions answered that they cannot seem to get answered anywhere else. If you have a question that you would like answered as a future edition of the Doc on the Run podcast, send it to me. And then make sure you join me in the next edition of the Doc on the Run podcast. Thanks again for listening.